Protesters around the world skewered Chevron today for its dismal human rights and environmental record a week ahead of the company's annual shareholders meeting. A global day of action rally is scheduled in Ecuador, Argentina, Brazil, Nigeria, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, Spain, Belgium, Switzerland, France, Romania, and Bulgaria. In the Bay Area, demonstrators rallied in front of the oil giant's refinery in Richmond to shed light on the company's activities in that city and abroad. The International Day of Action comes on the heels of a series of protests in Romania and Argentina against the company's fracking efforts in those countries. Nick St. Charles filed this report.
That's the sound of protesters clashing with police in Argentina last summer over a deal between Chevron and the country's state-controlled energy company. And last month in Romania, demonstrators took to the streets to protest Chevron's shale gas development plans. The oil giant also faced opposition to its extraction activities in Ecuador, Nigeria, and at its home base in the Bay Area. Dr. Henry Clark is with the West County Toxics Coalition. He stood next to dozens of protesters outside the entrance of the Chevron refinery in Richmond.
People here in Richmond or throughout the world, people of color, are disproportionately impacted by Chevron. That Chevron make the profits at the expense of people from Richmond to Ecuador and Nigeria and other places, and this is no accident. We're bearing the burden. Our people are suffering and dying, our children and seniors, and this is environmental racism, period, and we're not going to accept it.
Richmond residents have experienced Chevron's environmental impact firsthand. Edward Trujano lived 2 miles from the refinery when it exploded and caught fire in 1999.
My dad wasn't at home. It was only my mother who was taking care of us at the time. We were just staying indoors and we just waited until we were told it was finally safe to go outside.
Trujano lived in Richmond since the age of 3. After high school, he moved to Santa Cruz to attend college. He uses an inhaler.
I've developed asthma since I've been here, and I've had to use it constantly when I was here. Since I moved out, I use it less, but I still have to carry it around me.
Richmond residents and their representatives are taking on Chevron in the courts. Last summer, the city sued Chevron for lax oversight and inadequate safety standards that they say led to a massive refinery fire that sent more than 15,000 people to the hospital in 2012. Gail McLaughlin is the mayor of Richmond.
Richmond has among the highest asthma rates in the state, has the highest asthma rate in our county, twice the number of hospitalizations of children with asthma in the county. It's 100 years plus they've operated, and people around the refinery have suffered the cumulative impact of health. Of pollution, and their health has suffered as a result.
Richmond residents want Chevron to invest in pollution prevention equipment and focus more on renewable energy. Paul Pazimino is with Amazon Watch. Pazimino says Chevron has instead launched a greenwashing campaign to rebrand itself.
Instead of clean up their operations, they're trying to control the community in Richmond. They've created fake news websites to present their point of view. They're running a pro-Chevron slate to try to take over the city council and the mayor. They've bought every billboard in Richmond, on the BART station, on the freeways, everywhere, so that they can do what they normally do, which is overwhelm and crush anybody in their way, which is what they've done in Ecuador, they're doing it in Richmond, and they're doing it across the world. That's their global strategy.
Last winter, Ecuador's highest court upheld a watershed ruling in favor of villagers who sued the company for contaminating their land. Chevron has refused to pay the nearly $9 billion to plaintiffs and is fighting in the courts. In Richmond, I'm Nick St. Charles, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.